What is the lesson that you haven't learned that now makes you poor? The lesson that had you learned it, you would now live productively and joyfully. And abundantly. I recently offered my 54th Invisible Dynamic Audio for sale. And I gifted my current intensive courses participants with it too. The response was a big thick silence. Then I found the session we had after that session. Let me backtrack. In the 54th Invisible, the session was all about little kids' relationship with the opposite sex parent. Sexual attraction, using it to own and monopolize the parent. As if it were their right. And start having an adversarial relationship with the same sex parent. I would say that this happens in 100% of families. Nothing wrong with it, it's normal. But. The big but is when the child carries that sense of I have the right to steal something that belongs to another to the rest of life. Entitlement. Also using tools to get unearned, stolen goods, privileges. Tools like lying, tools like pretense, manipulation, and forcing. In our course, it is mostly the women who had this predicament. The men, on the other hand, ended up victims of their own haplessness, of their own lack of looking, lack of discernment as little kids. Now so far so good. Things happen and you adjust to life as your early decision tells you to do. You end up repeating the same incident with ever diminishing benefits. Now what? In a follow-up session, we checked with the participants what was the lesson life was posting us to learn. Because, if you paid attention, each person had a distorted reality perception that they have been holding onto for dear life. Even though this distorted reality perception is making them miserable, and an underachiever in life. And with some help, people saw what was the lesson they were supposed to learn, and they said they would learn it. And that was that. They said. And? What happened? Nothing. What happened is what always happens. People think that an insight will change anything. When you see what is the lesson to learn, that is an insight. Insights are a dime a dozen. Worthless. Why? Because learning is way, way, way beyond the insight. Imagine if people brought this attitude to learning a musical instrument. I see how it's done. Okay. Nothing more to do. I learned playing the piano. I know how it's done. But this is exactly the attitude people, you, bring to the work here. Now that you know what the lesson to learn is, you have the next phase. The learning. Not learning about, not understanding, not that. Learning. Learning to live life not being the jerk or the hapless victim you have been. It is a design issue. You need to design opportunities for a breakthrough. But to design anything, you need to use the gray matter of your brain, not your memory. There is nothing in your memory that will help you here. In fact, your memory will dissuade you from doing anything. It will say, you already know. If you wait for life to offer you opportunities, you'll be unprepared. And when you are unprepared, you'll do what you have always done, your jerk moves or your victim moves. To design opportunities, you need your gray matter. To take yourself to a higher level of living, you need many opportunities for breakthrough. At least 10 where you win. It needs to become muscle memory. You need to get into the habit of living life differently. Not living from that pesky entitlement, women, taking what doesn't belong to you, men, feeling like a victim because what you think you are entitled to isn't given to you freely. In another word, you say you were, you are slighted. Some men will break the gender barrier and act like a woman. But not many. My one-time assistant is an example for that. And some women, ditto. My Albanian ex-student is an example of that. But the lesson no one seems to learn, you are not entitled to anything. You get what you get, and if you want more, you need to earn it or negotiate it. That is how life works. That is how some people are happy. Or if they aren't, you can be 100% certain that what is there is entitlement. Depending on what the lesson you need to learn, the opportunities are vastly different for everyone. And now you see why most people are neither accomplished nor happy. What? Yeah. Humanity is trained to not be able to use their gray matter. And most people can't. And even if your learned profession needed you to use it, you use it like a surgeon uses their scalpel. They can't even fathom that a scalpel is good enough to cut a binding, or slice an onion. So they are hapless in other areas of life. And don't use their gray matter. And because designing opportunities needs you to use what you don't know how to use, you are SHP out of luck. And you continue to be that seductive, lying, pretending, forceful bitch if you are a woman, and a whimpering naked victim, if you are a male. The reason I have the Hero Program. An online platform where I can have private areas for every client. And clients can have private messaging with me. The reason I have that so I can help each person to design and really learn what they need to learn, so they can have a life befitting a human being, and where I can help them design opportunities for breakthrough. Here are the conditions. It takes precision. All breakthroughs are the result of an insight and an action from that insight. Dutifulness prevents breakthroughs. To have a breakthrough, you need to be committed to a breakthrough. Commitment comes from the spirit. And it is spirit-like. No duty-like. Here are the three conditions of a breakthrough. You would need to be committed to it, but not know how to bring it about. Once achieve the breakthrough, declare it. And then do it again until it is second nature. If at any point you find out that you are back doing what you have always done, do another series of planned breakthroughs. It's not easy. One of the sticky points is designing. The second is sustaining until it is second nature. Your habitual thinking that it's enough to have done it once is what is between you and having a good life. It is not an accident that little kids want to repeat what works, what they like. Cartoon, good nigh stories, jumping into the water. Because repetition is the mother of learning. No repetition, no learning. The root level of every area of your life is the same. This is why how you do anything is how you do everything. The how comes from the root level. So although the workshop next Tuesday is mainly about your money and your how, the session will reveal as much of your root level as possible in a relatively short workshop. And I endeavor to have the conversation, what is the lesson you haven't learned? And you need to in that workshop. So now that I made that workshop even more valuable, what are you going to do about it? Not register? Let's see your roots.